Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome, welcome back. Welcome back, guys, to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. How are you guys doing today? I am doing well. Very, very well, actually. And not because today's Friday. I took a day off yesterday. There were some things going on. I needed to kind of just take a day. I'll put it like that. I was over. I was kind of just resting a bit. Not even just resting, man. I was reflecting. I was just sitting still, man. And it was well needed. I got some clarity on some things. I got to spend some much needed time with Nathan, in a different way, right? Our mornings are pretty different. You guys, who've been paying attention, you see how my mornings usually go. They're all over the place sometimes. To the normal eye, it appears that way. But there's actually structure to how I do things or how I'm led to do things. But we're back, man. We have a very special episode today, man. God bless the man of God. I hope I say your name right. John Parisio. He has a podcast called Narrow Way Productions, Narrow Path Productions. Go check him out. Go follow his YouTube. Great man of God. But I was listening to their podcast. He had another brother, two brothers of mine that I've recently come in contact with, and I've just been following their ministry and just supporting them in any way I can, right? And it was a wonderful, wonderful gathering, man. It blessed me so much last night. But today's message kind of came from there, and I'm just, it was brief. But EJ Miller, go check him out as well. EJ Miller Ministries on Facebook, go check him out. He's out of Canada, I believe, and you guys already know. My brother, Tim, Prophet Tim Kenner, go check him out as well on Facebook. Wonderful, wonderful. Go support those gentlemen, their ministries. They're doing great things for God. They're bringing the gospel, and they are not compromising at all. I am learning so much from these men, so much. But today's message is stemmed from, and I think EJ Miller posted about this earlier this week, and I'm just gonna, you know, speak more on it. And it's the story of the fish with the coin from Matthew 17. I want to 24, verse 24 through 27. And this is about God's provision, but not just his provision, but his willingness to fulfill obligation. And our problem is sometimes we choose doubt over faith. Because faith is going to challenge, not only what we believe or it's going to challenge us outside of the realm of what's rational or what makes sense, or, you know, because our God does miracles. You can't explain miracles. That's not how it works, people. But I want to stay on course. I want to stay on track. So, but this passage illustrates two foundational truths, right? Two foundational truths about God: His provision and His willingness to fulfill obligation. And in this passage specifically, it reveals how Jesus transcends earthly limitations and provide for our needs in unexpected ways. Now, for me, this message and this text showed me a lot, because I came to a point, not just in my ministry, but in my business, finances and different things of that nature, where I had to trust and operate in faith and believe and know that He will provide a way. He will provide a door. He will provide a man or a woman, or He will provide. He will provide. He will provide. And sometimes we get caught up in, you know, worldly demonstration or worldly logic, where we limit God, we limit him and what He can do. You know, I always have to go back to my testimony that happened about late last year. I want to say maybe the end of November, early December. And that led into this year in January, and how I met a mentor, a business partner, and just someone who has literally helped mentor and structure my business and in so many ways. And there's others that He's bringing into my life now that are going to help as well. But the way it happened was literally like the fish and the coin situation from the Bible in Matthew 17, you know. And I was literally, I think I was on a fast for like, I was on like day two, like the middle of day two. I was like on hour 49, 50, I don't know. I was like 2 days in, fasting, praying, and just seeking clarity, just a instruction, you know, a direction on what to do next, because I had become stagnant in a way, you know, because there's a certain point you get to where, you know, you have to fully rely and trust that God is going to do what He said He's going to do. So for instance, if it's finances, and like right now in your life, there's no, it seems dry, and you're like, well, I gotta do this, but I need this to do this. And it's not, I don't have no, right? It was one of those situations. And lo and behold, there was a quick, and it was a, how can I explain it? It was a silent whisper. But it wasn't silent. I want to say it was very, very direct and clear. Hey, do this. Boom. And I got up and I told this story this testimony with Apostle Coach Mike. Go follow him as well. He's a brilliant man of God. If you don't know Apostle Coach Mike, I'm just gonna break it down to you. He's the man God is using to birth not just the prophetic, but the entrepreneurial aspect of kingdom building, right? And I've spoken about him so many times, and he's been another man that God has used to mentor and coach me. But anyways, I was sharing my testimony with him and how I was fasting, and the Holy Spirit told me, hey, get Nathan and go walk. Go towards the rock. And it's actually in a location that it's kind of like at an intersection for the trail that's behind my apartments. So to get to the rock, you meet at an intersection. It's literally at an intersection. It's like a four-way intersection, but for a trail. It's right there. It's funny that it's right there. But anyways, so by obedience, I got up, I got Nathan dressed, and we walked there. And Nathan was it was clear he knew what was going on, but I didn't. I was just, being obedient, right? I just was walking, all right? I just walked and went where he said go, all right? And we get there, and then that's, of course, how I ran into my mentor and one of my divine helpers who has been such a blessing with just everything, man. Mr. Lama is well-versed in business, his experience. He's just helped me so much. I'm grateful and honored to have met him. He's been a great asset and just a friend, a mentor. But let's get back to how God's provision and his miraculous supply. So the coin found in the fish's mouth serves as a reminder that God provides for our needs. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He provides for our needs in surprising and miraculous ways. There's been times when I was a kid, man, I like to just go back. My mom, she's the one who kept and ignited that fire very young, right? Just about Jesus. And, of course, I didn't understand when I was a kid. She always would just, kind of look at me and just say, hey, there's a special anointing on you, son. She always, but there was times when we were young that even in her faith walk, there was just miraculous things that, she couldn't explain. And I was old enough to kind of see it. Like at 12, I was just like, whoa, how did, and just her reaction to it, her response, whether it be tears of joy, just different situations, man, that ran around finances or mainly finances. We grew up, we didn't have a lot, but the Lord always provided. It was just at certain moments, certain time frames, certain situations that was his angels were there. It was just miraculous. You can't explain it. You can't necessarily say, oh, this was this because of this. No, it was just boom. That's what it is. There it go. Bam. Right there. Like that. Just like that, you know. And that's how our God does. That's what he does. That's how he's God, you know. And in this specific passage, you know, when Jesus instructed Peter to catch the first fish, we are also called to trust in God's divine provision. And this is where we struggle. Faith over doubt. So when faced with financial or personal obligations, it's very easy, extremely easy to succumb to doubt or fear. Man, I've been there, you know, and this is one of the things Prophet Tim was speaking about. Prophet Tim Kenner was speaking about on the gathering last night. You know, it was such a powerful gathering, man. Go follow those three men of God. Well, four as well. Apostle Coach Mike. Go follow those men of God. But he was speaking about that. He was speaking about the doubt and the fear when it comes to provision, you know, when it comes to certain obligations, whether it's personal, financial, whatever it is, you know, he provides clarity, understanding, and he provides a way where there's none, where it looks and seems your mind and your understanding, right? Your mind and your understanding of things, your rational, limited, worldly mind, right? But that's none of us, right? We've been renewed, correct? Hallelujah. This message clearly isn't for any of you who are listening, right? But no, we think and we succumb to fear and doubt because we are out of control. Like, we can't control the situation. It's out of our hands. We don't see no way. Hallelujah. But this scripture encourages us to have faith that God is aware. He's aware. He's aware of our needs. He's aware. You know, there's been so many occasions where in the past that, you know, certain light bills didn't get paid, but they got paid. I would go and try to call the light company and they say, oh no, you're good. I'm like, but I just got a notice and I'm just calling to get an extension. Oh no, it was paid. It shows the payment went through. I don't know how. Hallelujah. Come on now. I know I ain't the only one. I know I'm not the only one. I know. Come on now. Come on now. And you know, I wanna harp on just his willingness to fulfill obligations. So let's use Jesus as an example, right? Despite being the Son of God, in this particular passage, Jesus still paid the temple tax. He still paid it. And this is him demonstrating his commitment to uphold obligations. Not because he's the Son of God. Oh, I don't have to do that. Or I'm not going to. No. Give Caesar what is his. Give him what is his. This is the law. Give him what is his. Give him his tax as well. And this teaches us the importance of integrity and responsibility in our own lives. Come on now. Some of us, we do things out of order. We do things out of order. I've been there, man. But because of time. Some of us, we do things out of order. We do things out of order. And this teaches us the importance of integrity and responsibility. Because sometimes, you know, that provision, God is saying, hey, you did this and did that. I didn't tell you to do this or that. So now you're in this. I'm going to bring you out of this. But hold on now. You got to be responsible. And you got to have integrity. You got to do what you know to do and what's right. And not expect for me to just back you out of your error. Because I didn't say do that. So a lot of us sometimes, we create our chaos. A lot of times, us acting irresponsibly isn't necessarily unbelief. It's you are choosing to do things your way. And then want to, you know, say, oh, Father, you know, hey, man. You in this financial situation because you spending on alcohol, or you didn't do this, or whatever the case may be. So we must be responsible, right? And God is not only capable of meeting our needs, but he's also willing to help us fulfill our responsibilities. Whether it's financial, family commitments, or just serving in our communities. You know, he provides a necessary resource and strength to us. But we have to fall in line. We have to fall in line. And the peculiar. That's what my mom Anita always tell me, you know, God's peculiar. He, you know, he does things in a simple but also in a way that's just is strange a bit, you know. And I know some people think I'm strange. My daughter told me the other day, Dad, you're different. You're weird. I said, what? I said, you look, hey man, these kids keep it a buck. They keep it 1,000. And what she was basically saying is, Dad, you're peculiar. You know, you do things in a way that it's clear you're doing what you believe is best, you know, and you know you're cool. Like my friends see him, like, hey, your dad, you know. So she wasn't dissing me, but she was also bigging me up too at the same time. So yeah, she would just big me up. But God does things in unexpected and peculiar ways, right? So just like the coin and the fish. God's provision may come in an unexpected form or timing. And we must be open. We must be open to his guidance. Like I mentioned before, I was fasting and praying, and all of a sudden that day, the Holy Spirit said, hey, get Nathan and go walk. Go to the rock. It's one of those situations where you just have to be open to his guidance. We must be open to his guidance and solutions, because, you know, see, pride, the thing about pride is it's definitely makes you an enemy of God, but it makes you unavailable. It makes you not here. It makes you think that you got it and you can do it. And coming from someone who has repented and turned back to God and repentant for pride, man, let me tell you, you're only delaying yourself, and you're in. Look, you don't want to be an enemy with him. Listen, man. Hey, ooh, Jesus, help us. Help us, Lord. Have mercy, right? But while we trust in God's provision, we must also take action. And this is what I spoke about. Maybe, was it the last podcast? Yeah, taking action, right? Peter had to go. He had to go and catch the fish. And I was speaking about this in the last podcast. You know, faith, our faith is backed by action. Faith without works is dead. You know, our faith is activated through our willingness to step out and follow God's leading. Ooh, Jesus, that part. Oh, my Lord. So, let me go on and wrap this up. So, basically, the story of the fish and the corn reminds us that God's provision is abundant and available to us. His willingness to fulfill obligations shows his character as a loving and responsible father. And by trusting in his provision, remaining faithful to our obligations, and being open to his guidance, we can live in confidence knowing that God will always take care of us. Always, always, people. So, I'm going to pray us out, because there go Nathan. There he go. Right at the end. He just...
Yeah, give me that.
So, yeah, let me pray us out. Sorry, guys. Nathan came in here and he pottied, and I had to, you know, go take care of that. But so I'm going to pray us out. But before, excuse me, before I do, here are just a few questions just for reflection, right? In what areas of your life do you need to trust God for provision? Think about that. And this is just a homework and exercise for myself and for you guys. In what areas of your life do you need to trust God for provision? And are there obligations you currently have that you feel overwhelmed by? And how can you invite God into that situation? By us reflecting on these truths, guys, we can deepen our faith and experience the richness of God's provision in our lives. So, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for your unwavering love and faithfulness. Just as you provided for Peter with the coin in the fish's mouth, we come to you with grateful hearts, trusting in your divine provision for our needs. Help us to remember that you are aware of every detail of our lives. Lord, we ask for the faith to trust in your miraculous methods. When we face financial burdens or obligations that feel overwhelming, remind us that you are our provider. Hallelujah. Teach us, Lord, to look for your guidance and to act in faith, knowing that you supply all that we need according to your riches and glory. We also seek your help, Father, in fulfilling the responsibilities you have entrusted to us. Grant us the strength and wisdom to uphold our commitments with integrity, just as Jesus demonstrated. Let us be faithful stewards in our relationships, work, and community. As we navigate challenges and uncertainties, fill us with peace and assurance that you are with us. Open our eyes to see your hand at work in our circumstances, and may we always remain open to the unexpected ways you provide. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we pray. Amen. I hope that this message bless you guys. It definitely blessed me. I thank you guys for tuning in. It's Friday. Have a great weekend. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Be safe. Be a blessing. And know that your brother Ron loves you. And I'm rooting for you. But know that Jesus loves you so much more. This is Unveiled by Grace Podcast. I am your man of God, your brother, Ron. So run after the things of God. Run after the things of God. And tell everybody about what he has done. I love you. I love you guys. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Shalom.